Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It's season 3 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. And today, we are going to reach out to all of the grown-up picky eaters out there who worry and are freaking out because they don't think they can, quote-unquote, do keto.
Yeah, because dieting's hard enough, even if you're not a picky eater. But if you're a picky eater, I think it makes it like extra challenging. However, not impossible, right? So we don't want you to fall off the wagon or not even get on the wagon because you feel like you're just too picky in your taste. So I think we have some great suggestions for people who are picky eaters and ways that you can actually make this work.
Yes. And you know what, Tamara, my son is the original gangster picky eater, I feel like. So I talk about picky eaters all the time in the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks. So I wanted you all to know that that was inspired by my son. And he is a teenager now, but he's becoming a little bit braver. You know, I'll give him some credit with his eating habits. But realistically, I have a whole decade behind me of dealing with his selective eating. But I do think it must run in my family because I was remembering, you know, preparing for this episode, that when I was young, I went through this whole phase where I was bragging to everyone that I only ate white food. And I thought I was doing something good. But for me, white food meant cottage cheese, bread, pasta, and ice cream. So clearly, I have problems. Clearly, the white diet is not a good plan.
Yeah. You might want to get some color back in your life.
And I was really proud. That's the funniest part. So I get the whole adult picky eater thing. And I was, you know, like probably my son's age. That's the funny part. A mini adult.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to give you 7 strategies to be successful with a healthy diet, even if you're a picky eater. So picky eaters, listen up. We've got some good advice today.
Now, number one could offend some people, Tamara, but I'm going to just get this out of the way because I feel
like you just start out with the hard one.
I'm just going to go with the hardest one out there. Now, this is something that I had to learn, you know, starting my journey, trying to eat better and eat healthier. But my husband said this to me, so you can blame him. Okay, don't get mad at me. Let's blame Bill. Cookies taste better than cauliflower. That is strategy number one. That is a truth about picky eaters. Okay, let's just acknowledge that. Like cookies, cake, candy, sugary junk food, whatever. All that kind of crap, it does taste better than vegetables. I think that we need to acknowledge that and get out from under it because, you know, it's maybe not supposed to. And my husband said that to me once really at the beginning of my journey. And he was like, Stephanie, healthy food doesn't always taste better. And sometimes you just eat it because it's good for you. Yeah. And I was astonished. I was astonished, Tamara. I really was. And I know that's stupid and laughable, but I really didn't know that. I thought there was something wrong with me that I didn't like vegetables or like healthy food.
Yeah. And, you know, you do develop a really taste for them and you come to love them. But maybe. In the beginning,
maybe not. You might say these taste like yucky. And I want to use a bad word, but I didn't. But that's okay too. It's okay to say these don't taste good. I don't like them, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's okay. That could be strategy number one.
And I think that's a great way to start. Like to be honest, and don't feel bad because you don't like the taste of something.
And that's okay. You may just suck it up and move on. You might close the nose. That's just one strategy. Now, I promise folks, it's going to get better. I wanted to just rip the Band-Aid off and give you like the worst of the worst. That's one lesson I did learn from my husband. But tell me about you. I don't want to hog the stage, Tamara. What do you think like a big strategy could be? Give us number two.
Well, I think it's related, which is embrace who you are, or I like to say, you do you, boo.
You do you, boo.
If you're a picky eater, lean into it. Don't don't hate yourself. Don't judge yourself. So what? Okay. If you like certain foods, then find a diet or get within, you know, dig, if you're on DLK, dig deep and find the foods that you like. And if you have to eat those every day, all day, and you're eating the same things because you like them, go ahead. Don't let other people tell you that you have to have this and you have to have this thing and it has to be organic or it has to be a dark green leafy vegetable. If you don't like dark green leafy vegetables, find what you like and stick with it. So, I mean, I think that's part of the big, larger problem with diets is that there's no flexibility. And if you are a picky eater, it's like, you're a bad person. We're saying, no, you're not a bad person. You're just a picky person. So what? Fine.
Make the diet work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's normal. And I was thinking with your advice here is that everybody's got some kind of issue, quote unquote, mm-hmm. when it comes to eating. You know, you might be selective. Somebody else might be, you know, hyper sensitive about something else, texture, or taste, or color. But everybody's got something. So you're normal. Don't run from it.
Yeah. Lean into it. Like if
lean into it.
Yeah. Know yourself. Okay. Know which ones you like. Now it doesn't mean don't try things. Sure. Try things, but we're not here to say you have to try this and you have to like that. It's not about that. It's actually, when you're starting out, I would say don't try new stuff if you don't want to until you relax into it. Yeah.
That is amazing advice. That is like the ultimate dirty, lazy girl advice right there.
Right.
I hope everybody wrote that down.
Well, that was the whole point of your diet, right? It was just to get away from those, you know, police and judgy people. Yeah. So
that's the truth, girlfriend. You said it. But listen up, folks. Just because Tamara told you to lean into who you are and, you know, recommended that you don't have to try new things if you don't want to. But I hope that you guys didn't hear that in the wrong way. I don't want folks to walk away thinking, oh, well, I'm picky. So this is my total hall pass. It's my total excuse. I don't have to eat healthy. I don't like vegetables or whatever. So I don't have to change my eating habits and I can continue to eat junk food forever and never address, you know, my weight or never address my health. Because that's not what we're saying at all. I don't think that being picky or selective should hold you back from change.
No,
right.
It just means, take the good knowledge that you know, and then make the selections from those that work for you. So I mean, if you only want to eat white bread all day, obviously you're not going to lose weight.
Not going to happen.
No,
but you're going to have high everything, high glycemic index, high blood sugar, all sorts of issues. Right. But just work with what you have. Don't fight it. Be you, boo. That's cute. Be you, boo. I know you said it differently. I like the way you said it.
You do you, boo.
That's it. That's it, folks. That was number one and number two. We got all the obnoxious advice out of the way.
I know. Okay. And number four is to start.
Oh, I think we're at number three.
Oh, sorry.
Number three.
Okay. Let go of assumptions.
Let go of assumptions. Mm-hmm. Number three. Don't you think, Tamara, there's a lot of people out there who think, well, you know, if I'm on Dirty Lazy Keto, you know, I've never heard of this before. It's my first day, but I'm assuming that I'm going to have to eat an avocado and coconut and MCT oil and eggs and almond flour. And they go down this list of like crazy food that they heard about, like, I don't know, at the supermarket tabloid or someone at their desk at work. Don't you think there's a lot of like really weird assumptions out there about keto or dirty lazy keto?
Yes. The one I see a lot, even on your Facebook page, is the egg fast. I'm like, and people think they have to do it.
Oh,
people,
no.
You do not have to do an egg fast.
Don't recommend it.
No.
Bad idea. I
mean, if you like eggs and you want to try it, go for it. But don't feel like you have to. Like, I don't know. Yeah, these ideas get floating around. Like, you have to have this. You have to have that. And it's just not true. And besides, maybe it works for another person, but it doesn't work for you. And that's the point of picky eaters. You have to do what works for you or you're just going to fail.
You got to do you, boo. Do.
Right.
Boo. No, it's true though. I know we're kind of laughing and giggling, but it's true. You got to let go of those assumptions about what other people are doing or eating. And if you don't like those foods, start from where you're at and try to work from there.
Yeah.
Because that's number four. I mean, we're just moving right along here. Number four is start where you're at. So start where you're at. If you don't like a food, don't eat it.
Exactly. Exactly. If you don't like to have breakfast, like this is another one. I feel like I have to have breakfast. I'm like, no, you don't. Who told you don't. You have to have breakfast? Friggin', that's like, I don't know, 50s like mentality. Like, or if you feel like you need a breakfast, you can't function, then go ahead and eat the breakfast. But if you're going into a diet and you're just going to switch everything dramatically, going from not eating breakfast to eat it, then again, that sets you up for failure. So start where you're at. If your habit is to not eat breakfast, then just skip it. And then later, if you feel like, you know, maybe you need to pay attention to that, fine. But I say, go start with what's in line with your already established patterns, you know?
Yeah, make little changes, not such large sweeping changes. And I think you'll find you'll have much more success no matter where you're at in your journey. That's always great advice.
Yeah. And especially like if you don't like vegetables, because I think, isn't that where a lot of the picky eaters?
It seems like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that like you've touched on a couple of hot topics like breakfast, avocados is another one, eggs. Yeah. But vegetables is huge. People are like, oh, you know, I only like corn and potatoes. So I don't know. Yeah. I can't eat healthy. And I'm like, that could be the whole crux of the issue right there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating just corn or high starch vegetables.
Yeah.
Figure out which one low carb vegetable you do like. There could just be one. Start with
just one.
Eat it every day for a while.
Yeah.
That's okay. And then branch out from there.
Yeah. So start
or just stick with that one. That's okay too.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, seriously, I right now I go into these phases where I get really obsessed and interested in a vegetable and I eat it for huge amounts of time. And
what are you into right now?
What's yours? Okay.
Eggplant.
Oh, eggplant. I love eggplant. What, how are you cooking it?
Well, I've been doing it like in stir fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just, I don't know why. Well, partly a friend gave me a bunch. And so, and they're really, in our area, they're like really cheap and they're in season. So, but yeah, like, so I figure if I have them every day, who cares? They're in season.
So what?
They're great. Yeah.
You go ahead with your bad self.
I know. What are you into?
Well, I've had a cucumber issue for a really long time. I'm starting to wrap that up. I know. It's funny, right? I've been really into artichokes. And so I've been eating probably two a day of those for quite some time. Yeah. But they can be pricey. So if they're not on sale, forget about it. Yeah. I'm cost conscious. But broccoli has probably been a big staple of mine. We've been getting a huge 5-pound bags of it on sale or given to us through a farmer's box that the community hands out. So I've been getting quite creative with that too. Oh, but those are three of mine that I've been kind of into.
Yeah. Oh, those sound good though. Well, I have to say artichokes, I want to like them.
Oh.
And I keep making them and then they sit and they go bad. So I need to just,
We need to do a whole episode on artichokes apparently. Because a lot of people are threatened by the pokiness. I need to, we're going to do an artichoke 101.
I know.
Because put that on your calendar, folks. It's coming.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a bunch more tips to share. We're on number four. But let's quickly take a break and then we'll continue with the rest of our awesome tips.
Well, folks, the best part about Dirty Lazy Keto is that you can customize what you eat to fit your personal preferences and lifestyle. I know that we've touched on that, but I just want to remind you that in each of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks, there are four, there is a picky eater icon assigned to the recipes that are specifically recommended for those of you who are picky eaters or who might be cooking for a picky eater in your household. So look for the picky eater icon. It's at the very top of the recipes in all four of the cookbooks. My son, so embarrassed right now, but he was the litmus test for every single one of these 400 recipes. So I always ask myself, will Alex eat it? Okay, he will. Then that's a picky eater recipe. So you can order your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to shop for books.
Thank you. And thanks to Alex.
You're welcome, Alex.
I know.
All right. He's mortified at this point, but it's true.
You can serve as our expert.
He is our expert picky eater.
Yeah. I think he would agree with our next one, which is,
what is it?
Try fattening it up.
Ooh, I like fattening it up. That's always the opposite of losing weight. But we want our listeners to fatten it up if they're struggling with picky eating issues. And why is that?
Because fat tastes yummy and it makes everything taste yummy.
everything tastes better with fat.
And it truly does change the nature. I don't know what I was thinking. We had fish. We got this cod, and cod can be kind of plain.
Yeah, it's like white, like, and
not
flaky.
Yeah, not motivated to eat it. And then I was looking at recipes, and I had went and had like tons of butter.
You're like, yeah.
That turned that into the most luscious fish. I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that earlier? And I followed your one suggestion you said was to try the Kerrygold butter on fish. That was amazing. Just saying.
I think butter on anything tastes amazing, right. Personally. I have also had some fish last week from Costco that sells salmon in those trays with the butter mixed with pesto on top. And they're these huge, you know, golf balls of butter on top. And your first instinct is to take it off. Like, oh, yeah. That's bad for me. Right. Because most of us are 1980s kids or older. And we've all been taught.
Salmon has a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
But it's even better with more.
It's better with more. If needed. Yeah. I don't think we have to be eating fat for fat's sake. And I talk about that quite often in Dirty Lazy Keto. You know, people get into that whole like fat bomb mindset, which I don't recommend. But if you're struggling to eat a certain food, like vegetables, fish, something that's quote unquote healthy for you, try adding butter, try adding cheese, mayonnaise, pesto, Alfredo sauce, sour cream, bacon, maybe sprinkled nuts. I mean, are you starting to get the idea?
Yeah. Making me hungry.
Right?
Yeah.
Because fat makes everything taste better. And so does salt, you know, and other things too. But fat mainly is a great opportunity if you're struggling as a picky eater.
Yeah. And I think when you start out too, you kind of, you need, well, I don't know. I tend not to eat enough. So I'm going to take this advice because it makes stuff taste better, but also it makes you feel better.
Yes. Fat is fabulous.
Yeah.
And that can be a big issue. Like if people aren't losing weight, that's one of the first things, you know, recommendations is, well, how much fat are you actually eating? Are you eating enough? Cause it is satiating. Yeah. It does make you feel good and fuller and it has more calories per gram than a gram of carbohydrate. So you're going to double your satiatiness. That's a word. your happiness. Your happiness will be doubled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Number six is change how you eat.
How you eat. And this is a tip from my son because he's my picky eater litmus test. But I noticed when working with my son, and I'm not trying to trick him. That's not at all what we're talking about here. But just changing the method that we served food, it increased his ability and confidence level to take more risks. Like, for example, if we serve food family style, like a buffet, I noticed he felt more comfortable taking risks to try new foods because it's not like a huge glop on your plate. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like mom's serving you, you're serving yourself. And then there's all that pressure. Like, oh my God, I have to eat this huge pile of green beans. But he could put a couple on his plate and try that and try everything that was made. Just felt less scary.
Yeah. Yeah. And I recommend making stuff pretty.
Ooh.
Like with my kids, to get them to eat fruit. Fruit can be beautiful. And I would put them in little individual muffin cups or put them, make sure the colors were really contrasty, or maybe just a little dollop of whipped cream to make it look like even though it's still fruit, but just a little dollop of something. Same with the veggies. Like if they look pretty, your kids and you, your picky eaters are just more likely to try it and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, eating it.
Cause finding out these little tricks, right, to change how we eat can make a big difference. And, you know, I also have found that when I was younger and also struggling in this area, I found using different utensils made me feel a little bit like it was fun. Like you said, like chopsticks or a toothpick, even skewers, right? Like wooden skewers to make fruit kebabs or vegetable kebabs or meat kebabs, but just anything that's fun and finger food, it makes it a little bit less risky.
Yeah. That's a great advice for kids, especially, but adults too.
Hey, I'm a little kid at heart. You see me with my Kool-Aid. Tamara was making fun of me in our last episode. My like fluorescent waters. I am such a little kid. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like be you, boo.
Yeah. I know. That's why I make a big deal about the water bottle I buy, because I want to encourage myself to drink. So I might as well get one that's fun or cute, or, you know what I mean? It's kind of ridiculous if you think about it, but whatever.
Whatever. Who said I have to be all grown up?
Right. Exactly.
I'm not. I'm a total little kid, and I'm right. Okay with that. Like, I want to be me, and part of being me, even though I'm, you know, a mom and an older person, I still like to have fun. I'm not, I don't need to be all responsible and serious with my organic line caught, blah, blah, blah. I just don't want to be that person. I'm not. Yeah. I want to be me.
And get my adult sippy cup. Okay. Our last one is to be sneaky.
Now, this one's kind of tricky because we're not talking about like hiding things from your, like, you know, when you're a grown up, like a mom, and you're trying to like sneak stuff into your kids without them knowing. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about if you yourself want to be sneaky to yourself. Yeah. So you're in control here. You know, I'm a big rebel, so I don't want people pushing stuff on me. But if you're choosing to want to eat healthier, if you're choosing to want more vegetables, here's some ideas to be sneaky to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Put extra veggies in. Like, maybe if you were already going to have some, add an extra half a cup. Sneak it in there. You know, like I like to, in omelets, like I get kind of fixated on like bacon and cheese. And then I'll say to myself, you know, why am I not putting some veggies in there? I sneak them in there. It makes
you don't even taste them. They're just disappeared, right? Yeah.
And it makes me more full. And I feel healthier doing it. So sometimes I just have to stop and say, how can I sneak some extra veggies in this dish? Or, you know, or add a little, if protein is something you need, you know, how can I sneak in some protein to yourself?
To yourself. You know? Yeah. Sneaking it in. I like to do that with soups, Tamara. Whenever I'm making any recipe at all, I just take whatever vegetables are left in my fridge and I throw them in the soup.
Yeah. That's a
just throw them in. I don't even care if it's called for, if it, you know, whatever, just chuck them in because then I'll eat it.
Yeah. And it's a good way of when your veggies are going about to go bad.
I call it like it resuscitates them. It just revives them back to life because you can't tell what they look like if they're all like half dead in a soup.
And another way too is to blend things up, like either in a smoothie, like just throw in a few pieces of kale. Not a lot. I added too much the last time and I was like,
oh no.
You gotta hide it. You got. Yeah. I know. I don't mind some kale in a smoothie, but hide it.
I find spinach works really well in smoothies because it has a sweeter taste. And even though it does make it look green, I just put it in a cup, like opaque, to hide it for myself because it does taste sweet. I know we're talking about hiding stuff. So I'll add like strawberries to offset the flavor, almond milk, some Splenda ice. Yeah. And it works out that way.
Peanut butter is a little dollop in your smoothie will hide that kale taste. Ooh.
Kale and peanut butter, says Tamara.
No, it's okay. I know that sounds weird.
I'm like kind of excited about this one.
No, but it masks the taste of this, you know, like the grassy taste of the spinach or the kale. Yeah, I like that one.
Well, you know, we're just talking about being sneaky to ourselves. You're the one putting it in. So it's obviously, you know, it's in there, but that's a really helpful tip because you got to figure this out. You know, we all want to do better. We want to make our bodies healthier. No one wants to be overweight or like have high blood pressure or sleep apnea. Nobody wants diabetes. No. Nobody does. So even if we're picky and selective as eaters, we still have to maybe come up with some fun tricks so that we can do better, you know, one meal at a time.
Yeah. And you use the Facebook support group or your friends for ideas. Like if you're struggling, like, I really don't like cauliflower, but is there a way to mask the taste? And you know, people will give you lots of really amazing good ideas
if you're willing and interested to do better, but that's the first step.
Well, I'm curious what input our listeners can give us on this topic. If you're a self-identified picky eater and eating a low-carb diet, what strategies are working for you? Email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or leave a comment on YouTube. If your comment is read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie and you will get a prize. Before we get to our final hacks, though, we're going to take one last break.
It is time for a recipe call out, folks. And I hear this all the time from picky eaters like myself and my son, that they often struggle with vegetables, right? We've been talking a little bit about that today. But here's one strategy we didn't touch on yet, and that is to try cooking the vegetable in a new and different way, like something totally unexpected. Like, for example, I want to show you the Freedom Fries recipe. This is Freedom Asparagus Fries. This is in the brand new Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook on page 126. Amazing. Amazing. And you never thought, perhaps, here's another one. Oh, wait for it. Dramatic reveal. Tofu fries from the original Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. Seriously, people. They look and taste just like French fries. So both of these recipes are just fun, new, dramatic ways to try a vegetable in a new way. More than half of the recipes in the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks are quote-unquote vegetarian-ish. So there's a lot of great vegetable recipes for you. So check out one of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you like to shop for books.
Thanks, Stephanie. You made for me jicama fries. Do you remember that? Those were amazing. Those
that recipe is in, I was working it out for the Get Started book.
Oh, nice. No, it was super. I know it sounds weird.
Totally.
Totally yummy.
I know. But that's the whole point of this. It's like tofu fries, asparagus fries, like seriously, green bean fries. I've got it all in there. You just got to be creative and lie to yourself a little bit.
Why not?
Why not? Say, this tastes amazing. And then, oh my gosh, you put some fat on there, some salt in the air fryer. Yeah. It's magic.
Dip it in some ranch dressing.
It's a home run.
All right. Well, let's wrap up by sharing our favorite strategy to combat picky eating at home.
Well, Tamara, what motivated me to try the most new foods and become more adventurous was, wait for it, dramatic reveal, losing weight while in ketosis. Here's the thing, man, my sense of smell dramatically improved and my taste buds, they just seem to like blossom and wake up after decades and decades of being smothered by Sour Patch Kids. Seriously, I felt like my weight fell off as my nose and my mouth seemed to just change and evolve. And I became a lot more willing to try new foods. I mean, I think that's the number one motivator for me was losing weight. I'm like, holy crap, after, you know, I lost another 10 pounds, I'll try radishes. Okay, like what else do you got, baby? Like I was just extremely open-minded as I saw that it worked. So sometimes the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, and you know, it just made me think too, as I got off a lot of refined sugar, you don't realize how sweet things are. And then things taste sweeter, like vegetables that didn't taste sweet before now taste sweet once you get off that
teat.
Yeah, seriously.
It's kind of like if you've ever roasted vegetables in the oven, they taste sweet.
They do.
And I know people are like, oh, hell no, she's crazy. Give me a Jolly Rancher. But no, it's true. Get off the sugar. And then all of a sudden onions can taste sweet when you caramelize them or
green bell peppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can just take a raw bite and go, wow, this is sweet. Like, yeah. Your family's like, you crazy.
Right. We've become those people. I just want to admit it. I know that you'll say strawberries are not candy, but it's true. It does happen over time. And you have to go with it, but you'll get there.
Yeah. So be patient. Well, my hack is to translate your favorite food into a keto food, and even food that you don't think can be translated into a keto version. Trust me, someone has done it. I mean, just the other day, I saw someone had made a mac and cheese, a keto version of mac and cheese. Who knew? Like, who knew that was even possible? So if you're a picky eater who loves your mac and cheese, find a recipe. And if the first recipe doesn't taste good to you, keep trying until you find one that works. Because again, you know, you want to stick with, you know, your own taste. And if that's what your tastes are, then leap into it.
Well, folks, we don't want your picky or selective eating habits to hold you back, or worse, to become your excuse from even starting to make positive changes about your health. Now, we admit that with every challenge, it might take some a little creativity, a little effort, and some dedication on your part. But we promise you that all this hard work to achieving your goal will make everything taste even sweeter.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
Well, we love reading your comments and your reviews. Here's one that we just got on YouTube, and it was written by Laura. And this was on the episode about unrealistic goals from season 3, episode number 15. And the episode, in case you want to look for it, it was called Fast Weight Loss, Unrealistic Goals Equals Disappointment and Even Failure, 6 Goal Setting Mistakes. So Laura wrote, Laura0996, she wrote, "Sorry to be so chatty. I really struggle with this topic. The coulda, the woulda, the shoulda. If I lost weight, my life would be so fantastic. Blah, blah, blah." She loves this episode. So check it out, folks.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.